Haven't been fleeing something horrible. Most recently, three homicidal standing stones and an impossibly peripatetic red armchair. And let's not start on the dastardly Dr. Sorensen. I shivered. No, let's not. Cage, why so gloomy? We're on holiday. Scotland beckons. It's going to be great. Men in skirts, good fishing, beautiful scenery, fresh air. Good fishing, great food, more alcohol than even I can handle. By the way, Jerry says to bring him back a bottle or two of something powerful. And did I mention the good fishing? Jerry is a friend of Michael Jones. He's also a very successful thief. I probably shouldn't say any more. It's a fishing holiday, I said. It would be hard not to mention the good fishing. Come on, Cage, cheer up. A well-deserved bit of peace and quiet for both of us. Although I'll tell you now, if anything odd happens, people rising from the grave, long-haired weirdos with a sword and a puppy, curses, ghosts, funny-looking people, then we're out of there at top speed. This is a holiday. Got it? I don't know why you're blaming me, I said indignantly. He turned to grin at me. Because you're weird, Cage. There's no getting around it. Just watch the road, I said. He laughed, put his foot down, and we headed north.
Are we there yet?
I said, opening my eyes.
No.
The engine purred. The tyres hummed. I fell asleep again.
Are we there yet?
I said, opening my eyes.
No. Wipe your chin.
I closed my eyes again.
Are we there yet?
Yes, for God's sake, yes, and wipe your chin again.
We left the high hills and followed the road down into a thickly wooded valley, still lush despite the hot summer. The air was cooler and fresher under the trees. We'd had an amazing summer, and it wasn't over yet, even in Scotland. The leaves were turning red and orange and gold, but they were still on the trees. The road was narrow and steep, and Jones drove slowly. I could see dilapidated buildings dotted around among the trees. I opened the window, enjoying the cooler, fresher air as we approached the river. I could hear the sound of rushing water somewhere close by. I could smell leaves and wet earth and water. This place was beautiful. We emerged from the woods, and there, on the riverbank, stood an old abandoned mill. The leat, the millstream, had long since dried up, and dark green ivy clambered over everything.
"Brace yourself,"
said Jones, and I looked ahead. We were approaching an old stone bridge, a very picturesque but very old stone bridge. Very, very old. I hoped it would bear our weight because there were a worrying number of metal ties holding it together. I wondered if it was actually safe for vehicular traffic and mentioned that to Jones.
"It'll be fine," he said. "The hotel's somewhere on the other side. Keep your eyes open."
He changed gear and we crept cautiously across. The bridge was barely one car wide. I disobeyed him and closed my eyes, all the better not to see the inevitable catastrophe if something approached from the other direction.
"It's probably been here for the best part of 500 or 600 years,
said Jones, amused.
"I doubt it's going to collapse just because we've turned up. Have you gone to sleep again?"
"No, of course not."
"Only your eyes are closed."
"No, they're not."
"Well, maybe a little bit."
And then we were across. The hotel almost sprang out of the landscape at us, nestled among the trees on the banks of the white foaming river.
"There it is," I said, excited. "We're here. We've arrived." "Well, of course we have. What did you expect?"
"Death, catastrophe, blood, fire."
"That's what I love about you, Cage, the way you always look on the bright side."
I wasn't listening. This was beautiful. A large sign among the trees welcomed us to the Old Bridge Hotel.
"Fully licensed," said Jones, who has different priorities.
I suspected this had once been an old Edwardian hunting lodge. Its roof was thick with chimneys and gables. The front bedrooms would have spectacular views out over the river. I felt happier just by looking at it. There would be walks and scenery and good food. There might even be fish. This was going to be a wonderful holiday. We pulled into the hotel car park, which was carefully camouflaged with trees so as not to spoil anyone's view. There were only two or three other cars parked there. I wondered if perhaps the other guests were all out taking advantage of the lovely weather and touring the area.